Why classification principles matter so much? The first step in information management is often classification. But many people's understanding of classification stops at create a few folders and give them a few names. As a result, classification systems are built and abandoned again and again, and the knowledge base stays messy. What truly makes classification work is not any specific classification scheme, but the set of principles behind it. Classification principles determine the quality of a classification system. A system built on principles has stable levels, unified naming, and clear boundaries. It can hold existing content and naturally accommodate future additions. A system built without principles may feel adequate at first, but once content grows, holes appear everywhere, overlapping categories, chaotic naming, content with no place to go. Good classification also directly reduces cognitive load. When you are familiar enough with the classification rules, placing a new piece of content requires almost no hesitation, and retrieval can reach the target along a clear path. This state of knowing where to put it and where to find it without thinking is precisely the dividing line between information architecture masters and ordinary people. This article does not introduce a ready-made classification template. It explains the underlying principles behind classification. Once you grasp the principles, you can design a suitable classification system for any scenario. But if you only learn templates, they fail the moment you leave that specific scenario. Principles are the way, templates are the techniques. When the way is understood, techniques follow. That is the core of this article. There is also a point easily overlooked. Classification principles apply not only to knowledge bases, but also to file management, workflow design, and even organizing physical belongings at home. The underlying logic is the same. Wherever multiple pieces of information or objects need to be found quickly, you need a set of mutually exclusive, complete, and stable classification rules. Read this logic well, and you will benefit everywhere. Three classic principles of classification: mutual exclusivity, completeness, and stability. There are three classic principles of classification design. They come from long practice in the discipline of information architecture and have been validated by countless cases. They are the foundation of any classification system. The first is the mutual exclusivity principle, the second is the completeness principle, and the third is the stability principle. Each solves one type of problem, and together they guarantee that a classification system works. The mutual exclusivity principle requires that categories do not overlap. Every piece of content should be clearly assignable to one and only one category. If two categories can both hold the same piece of content, the boundary is blurred, the classifier hesitates repeatedly when placing it, and retrieval becomes ambiguous. Mutual exclusivity makes where to put it a one-second decision. The completeness principle requires that the union of categories can cover all content. The classification system must provide a home for every new piece of content. There should be no situation of no place to put it. When completeness is insufficient, people start placing things casually or improvising new categories on the spot. Accumulated over time, the entire system slowly falls into disorder. The stability principle requires that the skeleton of the classification does not change frequently. Once the names and levels of categories are established, keep them as unchanged as possible. Frequently changing classifications leave old content at a loss and make users lose trust in the system. Stability does not mean rigidity. Adding subcategories is allowed, but the top-level structure should stay stable. The three principles complement one another, and none can be missing. In practice, the three principles have an order of operation. First, ensure mutual exclusivity, so every piece of content has a clear home, then check completeness, to ensure all content can be covered, finally hold stability, so the established structure withstands the test of time. Checking your classification system in this order lets most problems be discovered and fixed early. Level design, controlling depth and breadth. With principles in place, the next step is level design. The structure of a classification system is essentially a tree. The root is the overall domain, branching down into major categories, middle categories, and minor categories. The core questions of level design are two: how deep the tree is, and how wide each level is. If these two questions are mishandled, the system becomes either too deep to use or too wide to manage. On depth, keep it to two or three levels. A two-level structure is major-minor, a three-level structure is major-middle-minor. Beyond three levels, placing every piece requires clicking through level after level, and the cost of placement and retrieval rises sharply. For the vast majority of personal knowledge bases, two or three levels are completely sufficient. Deeper levels are often just psychological comfort. On breadth, keep the number of subcategories under each level within 5 to 9. This range matches human cognitive patterns. When there are too many items of the same kind, people find it hard to distinguish and remember quickly. If a category has more than 10 subcategories, consider raising one level and regrouping, so every category stays at a scale that can be counted at a glance. There is also an important technique in level design: reserve space for content that cannot be classified. No matter how thorough the design, some content will have no suitable category at first. I suggest creating a to organize or temporary category as a transition zone. With this fallback, the complotine.